Sport on RT Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 2-3-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, see kia.com.
Let's go back to Des once again for the sports news.
Yeah, and we'll be heading to George Hamilton live in Qatar for all the World Cup news in a few minutes. But just the big GA story this morning, Mayo have confirmed that All-Star defender Oisin Mullen will be departing for Geelong Cats. The Kilmaine clubman had been set for a move to the Australian Rules Club last year, but in January he made a U-turn on that decision and opted to stay in Ireland, going on to play his part in Mayo season. But in a statement last night, Mayo confirmed Oisin will move to Geelong, who are the current Aussie Rules champions, and he'll play alongside two other Irishmen, Zach Toohey and Mark O'Connor. Geelong's head of list management, Andrew Mackey, said that Mullen's arrival was a big thing for their club. They're thrilled to get him, and he said, relevant to the player's previous decision not to sign last year, having committed, he said, we understood the magnitude of moving overseas and understood his reasons for remaining in Ireland, but we're delighted to have him now. And he'll add a lot to our squad as a person as well as a player. Well, so to the World Cup. And Brazil got their campaign off to a winning start with a 2-0 win over Serbia. Brazil did struggle a bit for the first hour against a very stubborn Serbian defence, but once Richarlison got the first of his two goals, they played some great football in the last half hour. There are concerns about Neymar, who picked up an ankle injury. He was very visibly swollen in photographs afterwards, but Brazil top Group G now alongside Switzerland after the Swiss beat Cameroon 1-0. Great, exciting finish to the game of Group H, where Portugal edged past Ghana 3-2. The Portuguese captain Cristiano Ronaldo scored the first goal from the penalty spot. He became the first player ever to score in five World Cups with that goal. But Portugal really had to hang on in the closing stages to win 3-2. So they topped the group. Uruguay and South Korea have a point apiece after a 1-1 draw. And what about today's games? Well, in less than an hour and a half, Wales play Iran at 10 o'clock. Apparently all the schools in Wales are going to be watching it rather than doing their homework. The other game in Group B sees England take on the USA at 7 o'clock. Now, George Hamilton will be our commentator for that England game, and he joins us now live from Qatar. Hello, George. How are you? Well, Brazil...
Morning, Joe.
Brazil,
yes, thank you.
Brazil shone a bit last night in the end, didn't they?
Oh, they did. They did. I mean, it looked like they were rather pedestrian through the early stage of the game. But then they started to get it together. And I think for the last third of the game, it was like the Brazil of old that we got used to seeing. And once they got the goal in front, they started to play with a bit of a swagger. They'd Rafinha plugging away on the right. They'd Richarlison and Vinicius Jr. and Neymar combining for the two Richarlison goals. And of course, that second Richarlison goal was straight out of the Brazil playbook from World Cup history. It was one of the great moments of the World Cup, that bicycle kick that he managed to create out of nothing. And those two goals that he scored had Brazil sitting comfortably, beating Serbia and making everybody sit up and say, yeah, this is Brazil at the World Cup.
Yeah, it was great. So obviously it's too early to make judgments on too many teams. But that said, we've seen everyone play now, and some teams have only two games to try and save things. So who do you think now is in a good place and who's in a bad place as we stand?
Well, I don't think my thoughts about Brazil have changed at all. I still think that they are going to be the team to beat, and they're playing that last phase of the game against Serbia suggested that they are the best team in the world. You see them create moments like the Richarlison goal. You have to hold your hand up and say yes. And of course, Neymar, that is a worry, but they have plenty of others besides. And then you've got Spain, who of course registered their biggest ever World Cup win, 7-0 against Costa Rica. Javi becoming the first youngest player in the World Cup to score since Pelé in 1954, and they just looked so comfortable, so difficult to dispossess. I know it was Costa Rica they were playing, it wasn't Brazil, but you'd have to say that Spain have played down a marker with that 7-0 victory. Brazil have mentioned France, of course, with the victory over Australia, a reborn Olivier Giroud in front, Kylian Mbappe there doing his thing as well. I think France are in a very good place too, but then it's obvious who's not. Well, England, I can't go past England, of course, because they too have set down a marker, and I'm sure we'll talk a bit more about them and their upcoming game this evening against the United States. But who else is in a bad place? Well, of course, Argentina, who lost to Saudi Arabia, though there are suggestions that they tried to lose against Saudi Arabia so that they could come second in that group with Mexico and Poland in it. That would mean they would miss Brazil, and then they could maybe get all the way to the final, with not having to face Brazil on the way. Who says that that has perhaps played on their minds? Though I don't think so. Saudis would certainly dispute that. And then, of course, Germany, who are in a dreadful place having lost to Japan. And now it's a case of the World Cup champions of 2010 and the World Cup champions of 2014 meeting on Sunday in what, for the 2014 champions, is effectively a World Cup final. Because if Germany lose to Spain, they're out.
Yeah. It's amazing stuff. And finally, what about that England-USA game that you're commentating on?
Well, England 6-2, the two would be a concern. They haven't conceded those two goals against Iran. But they are strong. They are playing very, very positively. Saka has scored twice against Iran, is the man in form. And they just look like a team who are playing with a swagger. And I think if they come up against the United States, they will be very aware of the history against the United States. The defeat, the historic defeat back in 1950 in Belo Horizonte when they lost to the United States in the Brazil World Cup. And then Rustenburg in South Africa in 2010 when the United States held them to a 1-1 draw. So they won't want to have another banana skin, and they know that if they win this game against the United States tonight, that then they're in the knockout stage of the World Cup. So I think the ducks have aligned for England. They're in a good place. They're talking positively. They're playing very positively. And I think they have the wherewithal to get past the United States this evening. And that, as I say, will put them into the last 16 of the World Cup.
Great stuff. George, thanks a million for joining us there live from Qatar. And the coverage starts in less than an hour's time with that Wales game. In rugby, team captain Ian Henderson will make his first appearance of the season for Ulster in tonight's URC game with Zebre Parma. Leinster hosts Glasgow tomorrow at the RDS, and the big game sees Munster hosting Connacht at Thomond Park tomorrow night. In golf, a stunning display this morning in the Joburg Open. England's Dan Bradbury, who was on 8-over overnight, has picked up 7 shots this morning. He's 15 under after 11 holes. He leads by 8. Ireland's John Murphy has moved to 4 under. Tom McKibben, 3 under. And Leona Maguire is 2 off the lead going into day 2 of the Spanish Open. That hasn't got underway yet. Leona on 5 under, 2 behind Cara Gaynor of England. And in racing, the big race today is the long distance hurdle at Newbury, which features Champ against Paisley Park. And the action at home is in Dundalk from 5 o'clock.